Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
So this homily that I have prepared is not based exclusively on today's scripture readings, but I've also included themes from the last two Sundays, because there is a unity in these readings, and I found it helpful for my own reflection to think about these readings together. So, for example, the gospel readings of the last two Sundays and today is from the 13th chapter of Matthew. And there are eight parables in this one chapter. And these parables form or provide a unity to the 13th chapter of Matthew. And then the first reading, last Sunday and today, are from the Book of Wisdom. And there is some unity there as well. So I've chosen to draw themes from these readings and prepare this reflection. So I would like to make 3 points. And these 3 points are not necessarily connected. They're just independent themes, which I'm hoping we can take home and reflect on them. So here's my first point. I want to think and reflect upon God as a giver. In today's first reading, God appeared to Solomon in a dream and gave him the opportunity, as the Book of Wisdom says, to ask for something that he might need. Solomon asked for an understanding heart. Now, generally, the focus of preachers is on Solomon's character, on Solomon's good nature, who, instead of asking for wealth and riches or fame, he asked for an understanding heart. That was a good man. But today, I want to focus not on Solomon's good nature, but on God's nature. This story tells me something about God. It tells me that God is a giver. God is not a taker. Throughout salvation history, God is a giver. Creation and everything in it, human life and everything that it comes with, all are given to us by God. God is not only just a giver, but God is a generous giver. God gave Solomon much more than what God asked for. Now, a couple of weeks back, I had reflected on the parable of the sower and the seed. You might remember this gospel reading from a couple of weeks back. And I reflected on that parable as a parable of God's generosity. I interpreted the seeds falling on different kinds of soil as a sign of God's generosity. You see, a Palestinian farmer, because he was poor, did not have seeds to waste. And because he sowed the seeds with his hands, he made sure that the seeds, the little seeds that he had, the few seeds that he had, would fall on fertile ground to get optimum fruit. But God, who lets the rain fall on the good and the bad alike, God who lets the sun shine on the just and the unjust, allows the seeds to fall on different kinds of soil. Even last week, we heard how God allows the weeds to grow alongside the wheat. It's a sign of God's patience and God's capacity for tolerance. And I remember saying last week in my homily that God is a God of second, third, and endless chances. Friends, God gave wisdom to Solomon, but God has given us the greatest gift of all, Jesus. Today's second reading says, "For those he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son. Those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he also glorified." In other words, heaven itself has been given to us. God constantly gives, and God gives generously. Often in life, we can lose perspective of God's gifts to us. Our focus can be on that which we do not yet possess. That would be unwise. That wouldn't be like Solomon. I'm proposing that this week we pray and focus on God the giver. And may wisdom lead us there. Secondly, I want to talk about God's judgment, the final judgment. Over the last two weekends, and this weekend again, we've heard six parables. Two of them particularly caught my attention. The parable of the wheat and the weeds, and the parable of the fishes in the net. In the first parable, weeds grew in the field where the farm owner or the landowner only sowed wheat. The workers in the field wanted to weed out the field, the weed right then and there. However, the owner warned them to wait until harvest to separate the weeds and the wheat. In today's parable of the various kinds of fish, Jesus compared the separation of the good and the bad fish to the end times, where the righteous will be separated from the wicked. This teaches me a very important lesson, particularly as a priest, because I meet with a lot of people, and I often meet them in the confessional, and even otherwise, people share much with me. And so these two parables have a very important lesson for me. I have learned final judgment belongs to God. God is the one who separates the wicked from the righteous. Like the workers in the field, I am often tempted to judge people, separate the good from the bad, without knowing them or knowing the reality of their lives, and condemn them. I too am inclined to separate the righteous from the wicked and burn all those I consider evil. The parables tell me that final judgment is not mine to make. Final judgment is God's prerogative. My work is to toil hard in God's field and leave judgment to God. And perhaps there is a lesson for you in this as well. And finally, God's gifts, they can be lost. Solomon was only the third king of Israel. Despite the wisdom given to him by God, Solomon acted foolishly and became unfaithful to God. He acted foolishly in two ways. First, he employed the Canaanites as forced labor, as slaves, and in this way did what the Egyptians had done to the Israelites. Secondly, he took about 700 wives and 300 concubines. Many of them were from the neighboring cultures. To please them, he erected altars to alien gods, and this was in violation of the first commandment. He was personally involved in the construction of some of these shrines. Now Solomon's actions finally led to the division of the kingdom into two: Israel in the south, in the north, and Judah in the south. And we ask ourselves, how could Solomon be so foolish? He started off so well, and God gave him the gift of wisdom. What happened to the wisdom God gave him? What happened to his understanding heart? There is a lesson in this tragic story for all of us. God is a giver, but we can lose it all because of our foolishness. For example, our foolishness at this very moment is destroying God's gift of creation. Or we who receive God's generous forgiveness can then begin to play God and judge and condemn other people. Or unlike the merchant who traded his fine pearls for the pearl of great price, we can lose focus on God's kingdom and put all our time and energy into worldliness. Or having received God's gift, we can refuse to live generously ourselves. Or, like Solomon, we too can be foolish enough to not listen to God's commandments, to not be guided by the life and the wisdom that Jesus taught us. God's gifts can be lost. My dear friends, the Eucharist, and in this Eucharist, we celebrate the greatest gift that God has given us, Jesus. Through the Eucharist, we receive not just bread and wine, but body, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ Himself. As we receive this gift, let's pray that we might live wisely. People of God said, Amen.